I've always been fat. Why else he just pick him out and go and do the shop? I don't know.
Yeah.
I never did ask Uncle Jim. That's what we always call him, Uncle Jim Tackett. And he was a smart old man. He was an inventor. He invented a lot of the things that they used at the shop.
Oh, really?
But my husband was very smart.
And which shop was that?
He was dyslexic. Do you know what that is?
Yeah, is that where you read numbers backwards?
That he was a dyslexic. And in spite of that, he could do anything. Oh, he was good in figures, but he couldn't read. He absolutely could not read, but he could figure like you would not believe. I've had people say they actually believed he could tell you how many nails it took to build a house. I've actually heard him say that.
So what was the shop that he worked at?
He wasn't backwards. Lord, no, he wasn't backwards.
Yeah. What shop did you say he worked at?
You know, and in learning to fly a plane, that's almost like going through college.
Yeah.
And he learned to fly a plane no time at all. He was flying by instruments and everything.
Is that right?
Well, you did know he owned the plane, didn't you?
Yeah, I think you told me that.
Yeah, he owned a brand new plane. All the miles was on it was when they flew it from St. Louis, where they built it, to Cincinnati, where he picked it up.
Okay.
That's all the miles it had on. He bought it.
What year did he...
He was not backwards, absolutely not.
What year did he get his plane?
Not learn how to read, of course, it made it hard on him.
Yeah.
And if you knew him, you would never have dreamed that he couldn't read. He knew how to keep it from you. Nobody that knew him, people that knew him really well, didn't know that he couldn't read.
Yeah.
But he couldn't.
When did he get his airplane?
And we didn't know what was wrong with him. We thought, because when we first married, I said, I always loved to read. And I said, I'm going to teach you to read. Well, he wanted to. And we'd work on it and work on it and work on it. And like tonight now, he'd know a few three-letter words. Know them, you know, go read them, pick them out and read them.
Yeah.
We go back the next night, he'd never seen them. But nowadays, they know how to get around that.
Yeah.
But they don't. And we didn't know what was wrong with him. We didn't realize that he was dyslexic. But we found out afterwards that he was dyslexic. That was his problem. But when it comes to figures, it didn't bother him. It was just letters.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to let you go. I just wanted to know if you know about Herschel.
Well, I am glad you called, Rosella. I appreciate you calling, and call me anytime.
Okay.
And, hey, I want to remind you, get your pictures out and put some names on them, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, get right on the back of them, who everybody is.
I'll go through mine some of these days and see if I've got anything you haven't got.
Yeah.
I don't think I have.
Yeah, look through that.
One of these days I will.
Well, yeah, make sure you do that. When you're looking through it, just go ahead and write the names on the back. And,
okay.
And then let me know if there's any of them I don't have.
If I have a good film, I'll call you and tell you.
Okay.
When that'll be, I'm awful lazy.
Well, you put that on your list. Make sure you do that.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Well, see you later.
Good talking to you, Rosella. Bye-bye.